David, is there a better feeling in football than that, when the final whistle goes and you know you're over the line?
I don't think there is, really. Well, I haven't experienced it. That was pretty special today.
In terms of when that whistle went, how quickly were you surrounded by supporters?
Seemed very quickly. I think I got to one or two players and then I was swamped. It was great to celebrate with them, you know, and you know, it's just fantastic feeling for everyone involved with the club.
Was today a little bit strange with the fact that Middlesbrough had already played and the staggered kick-offs meant that you probably knew the Brighton result?
We heard, you know, I think without really talking about it, we kind of heard the score before. We just wanted to focus on our job. We knew that a win here would be massive today, and you know, we weren't actually thinking it would be done today, to be honest. I thought Brighton, with the form they've been in, and they've just been grinding out results, I thought they would have won. So to get the opportunity to win and be able to do it was great.
Some people might have thought that QPR, not a lot to play for, would have come here and it would have been an easy afternoon. It didn't look like that.
No, everybody in this league's competitive, as we've seen, and especially their manager won't let them just, you know, roll over. It was going to always be edgy from us, I think. I think it was, you know, it wasn't probably the free-flowing stuff that we've demonstrated this season, but we've just got a good knack of seeing it through and doing the job, and that's what it was today. We just did the job.
It always gets said it's a hallmark of teams that win things or win promotion, that you can win when you're not playing at your very best. Have we kind of seen that in 90 minutes today?
Yes, I think you've definitely encapsulated it there. That's been kind of us all season, really, you know, and the reason why we've been able to put a run of 22 games, you know, unbeaten, I think it is now, which is, you know, I never say die attitude, never know when we're beaten, and can see, you know, we do the kind of nitty gritty stuff that gets results.
You mentioned that unbeaten run. How early in this campaign did you think we can actually do this?
Yeah, I think there was an underlying belief. Obviously, at different times, we were sort of lingering around the playoff spots. And then after Christmas, and in the new year, we went on a good run and we sort of really believed that, you know, we can do this. And it just shows that the standard of, you know, the teams around us this season, that we've had to get a tally of 90 points to, you know, get promotion. I think, you know, you would have thought to put a run of 22 games, it would have probably been secure earlier. But no, it's just Middlesbrough and Brighton have been relentless as well. With their results, they've done great. And it's just we've just managed to just do it.
Is the only thing better than being promoted being champions?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think after tomorrow, our heads will be turned to that and we wanted to finish the job off.
After a Premier League campaign, going back into the Championship, many sides struggle. How much of a sort of compliment is it? What does it show about this group of players that you bounce straight back?
It says tremendous amount. You know, the will and desire to go and do it again. It's a long season, a tough season, but the manager and the staff, you know, obviously have to take a lot of credit. You know, they create the atmosphere around the club and, you know, the players are bought into it, you know. But they've really set the atmosphere to be pushing and pushing, and that relentless attitude. And I think we've definitely moved forward as a club this time.
And just finally, we talked about the fans coming on the pitch and how much it meant to them. Yeah. It must mean a great deal to the players in that dressing room, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you know, there's, it's kind of like a funny feeling in terms of, obviously, you're delighted, bit of relief. The pressure, you know, has been there for a number of weeks, and it's kind of like now you just want to reflect and kind of enjoy it with your family and with the teammates, really, reflect on how, as you said originally, these special moments don't come along very often in football.